This is Vincent Price. Our story is about a mask, a facial covering that has known many uses, been the facade for many feelings. All of the peoples of the earth use masks in one way or another. This is the story of an African mask named Oshango Batala. Oshango Batala was an old mask carved by a mischievous master carver in the last century, and had been present at many ceremonies, both frivolous and serious, as his mood suited him. Because he had been found over the years to be an untrustworthy mask capable of placing inappropriate expressions on the face of the person responsible for him, the people of his village placed him on the back wall of their mask house, between two well-behaved masks, hoping that they could talk some sense into his wooden face. Neither the people of the village nor the two masks flanking Oshango Batala had any notion that their village would ever become famous, renowned for the excellence of its carvings. But perhaps Oshango Batala knew, he with his tricky ways and love of fire.
I've seen stuff from every hut in the village except that one.
There is nothing of value there, sir.
Why not let me decide, hmm? I mean, after all, I'm the guy making this village rich, right? With my urge to collect, my export-import business.
There is really nothing there, Mr. Palmer, I assure you, except for a few old masks, badly carved.
Old masks? How old?
Very badly carved, but, Mr. Palmer.
But very old.
You know, masks from the past.
I'd like to see them.
It is not permitted.
I'll give you 50 shares to let me take a look.
Oh, the people will not like it.
100. And that's my final offer.
Well, it would have to be done after the people have found sleep for the night. Mr. Baum.
Yeah.
I must warn you, one or two of these are not nice masks.
What's nice?
I felt I should warn you.
Okay. I've been warned.
Too bad sometimes that we can't see beneath the surface, go behind the beyond, understand the personalities of those faces we call masks. And that's how we begin our story.
Mutual Radio Theater, a new adventure in radio listening. 5 nights of exceptional entertainment every week. Brought to you in Elliot Lewis's production of the Mutual Radio Theater. Our story, The Mask, by Odie Hawkins. Our stars, Jim Mapp and David Downing.
Ralph Palmer, entrepreneur, veteran of 1,000 business deals, finds himself in search of another bargain in a remote corner of Africa. It will be interesting to see what the ultimate profit will be.
Mr. Palmer, over here, over here.
Talk about dark night.
Please be quiet. The people would be very disturbed about this if they found out. Do you have the 100 shetties?
Do you have a flashlight?
Yes, I have a torch. We must wait until we are inside the mask house. Do you have the money?
Do you know something, Bruno? I kind of get the impression that you like money.
I like the options that it offers. After all, I am only a poor, corrupt village official trying to feed a large family.
Yeah, seems like I've heard that somewhere before. Here, you want to tell me?
Oh, I trust you. Now, come, follow me closely. We will have to circle behind the village. Here, push gently. Shh. We must close it to keep the light from being seen.
Right. Phew.
It's awfully close in here.
No one has been in here for 5 years or more, at least.
Smells like it. Let's have some light. Over here. Shine your light over here. Oh, good Lord. These are incredible. Incredible. I thought you said they were badly carved.
Perhaps not so badly carved, but they represent...
Here, here, shine your light over here. On that one. Yes, that one. It's magnificent.
That is the trickster mask called Oshangobatala.
I want it. I have to have it. Why are those two masks on each side facing us?
They are talking to him, asking him to behave.
Mad guy, huh? I love it. Have to have it.
Please, Mr. Palmer, we must leave. We cannot stay. Someone might discover us.
Bruno, I want that mask. Now, who would I have to see to make a deal?
That one is not for sale. There is no one who you can see to buy that one, especially that one.
You don't understand me too well. I want that mask. And I'm willing to pay for it. Now, who should I talk to?
Please, Mr. Palmer, we must go.
I'm not leaving here without it.
But you don't understand.
I'll give you 200 cheddars to help me get it out of here. And I'm not going to bargain with you now. That's my first and final offer.
I don't want
Look,
to.
Let's be sensible. Now, you need money to feed your large family. I need this mask for my collection. How long did you say it had been here?
For 5 years or so.
All right, 5 years. It's a cinch that it might not be missed for another 5 years or so. And by that time, no one will know what happened to it.
The mask will know.
Okay, okay, the mask will know. Big deal. It'll be hanging on the wall in my den. Good light, pleasant surroundings, and...
Did you say 300, Sherry?
No, I said 250. Now, give me a hand. Help me take it down.
Do you have the money now?
Of course not. I'll give it to you when you get back to the hotel. Here. Hold that light steady. Ooh, this thing is really heavy.
Someone comes.
Ay, that was close. What happened? We were caught coming out of here with this.
In the old days, we would... be killed.
Well, it's a good thing it isn't the old days. Come on, give me a hand.
Paging Mr. Palmer. Paging Mr. Ralph Palmer. Please come to the message desk, please.
I'm Palmer. You have a message for me?
Yes. Here you are, sir.
My husband, Brunkai and I, asked that I send you this before your departure. My husband is in hospital, suffering from burns on his chest and arms. The doctors have assured us that his injuries are not permanent. The accident was caused by an exploding oil stove. He thanks you for allowing him the privilege of being your guide during the time you were in our village. He also asked you to be careful of the mask. Sincerely yours, Mrs. Mary Ingai.
Oshangobatala, the mask, continues.
Ralph, I'm telling you for the third time, that thing winked at me, and I want it out of this house.
Oh, come on, Yvonne. Now, be sensible. How could a wooden mask wink at you?
That's a good question, Mom. How could a wooden mask wink at you?
Yeah, Mom, how could a wooden mask wink at you?
Okay, okay, you guys. Maybe it didn't wink at me, but it did something else. I was lighting a cigarette yesterday in the den, and the light flamed up suddenly, and the eyes in that thing seemed to light up, too, as though it were happy to see the flame. In addition, I almost had my eyelashes singed off.
Well, who knows? Maybe it's the kind of wooden mask that gets excited when it sees
Maybe you ought to wear shorter eyelashes, Mom.
You know what I can't understand, Dad? Why is it with all the beautiful African lady statuettes, you'd have to come away with the face of a dirty old man with brass tacks around his mouth?
Now who's talking nonsense?
Eric, I'd have to give you a question very careful consideration. But seriously, Ivana, what's really the problem with you, and this particular piece? I mean, after all, we have at least 20 or 30 other masks around the house. Now, what's so disturbing about this one?
I don't know. It's grotesque. That's what it is. It's grotesque.
Look, Max is dropping in this evening, remember? The last thing I'd like to have is a major league collector come into a family that's panning the products.
Major league collector, minor league collector, or whatever. You've got to do something with that thing.
Now, why don't we get back to this tomorrow, Put it on hold, okay?
Whenever. But let's have it clearly understood. I want it out.
Hark! If I'm not mistaken, our major league collector is here.
Open it, will you, Adrian? Max seems to pop in a better mood when you open the door for him.
It's Mr. Falcon. Hi, go right on in.
Oh, my, Adrian, you certainly changed.
Since last month.
Well, Ralph, old stick, welcome back. Yvonne, I must say you're becoming more and more...
Oh, come now, Max, you always say that. Can I fix you a drink?
Yes, a gin and tonic. Well, Eric, how's football treating you?
So far, so good. I'll know when the season starts.
Oh, I'm sorry about that. I've somehow formed the conclusion that American football is like the weather. It's always there, but no one can do anything about it. Thank you, Yvonne. Well, Ralph, I can tell from that devastatingly perkish smile that you've got a surprise or two for the old Falcon, eh?
Well, maybe I have, and maybe I haven't.
Well, why don't we take a peek?
Bring your drink. I placed the new pieces here in the den.
Daddy, why don't you deal in materials more? I mean,
you have a point there, Adrian. African fashions...
Well, I must say, Ralph, quite an extraordinary gathering, quite. And this superb piece here, with its somewhat malevolent expression. Now, that is a real find.
One could say that it was simply ugly.
If one had to say something like that...
Now, please, old stick, don't try to cancel out real emotions. That's one of the beauties of the African mask. Some people simply cannot get past that enigmatic facade.
I smell smoke.
Smoke?
Hey! Now, just a minute. I know some people don't like long dresses, but this is...
I'm sorry, Mom, but the hem of your dress was smoking.
What? See? Guess I'll have to give up smoking or start wearing shorter dresses.
Ivana, are you okay?
Tail feathers singed, but okay, I think.
My word, what on earth happened? I mean, how could the train of your dress cut...
How do things like this happen? By accident, right?
Right. No other explanation, sheer accident. Damn it, I can't figure it out. Life just seems to be one accident after another these days. Yvonne burning a dress last week. Adrian burning her hands on a skillet panel that she wasn't even over a flame. And now Eric's VW catching fire. This keeps up, or we need our own personal burn unit.
Mr. Palmer? Mr. Palmer?
Who is it? Where are you?
Look up here, Mr. Palmer. Me, the mask.
Hey, no, don't give me that. Okay, Eric, that's enough now. Knock it off. I got a lot on my mind. I don't need this kind of distraction.
This is not your son, Eric. This is Oshango Batala, the mask.
I must be losing my mind. Mask don't talk.
You're right. Not usually. That's been one of my bad habits ever since I was calm.
Wait. Before you say another word, let me stiffen my drink. I need it.
There is no need to be afraid. I come in peace.
Okay. Great. I'm talking to a mask all night, Ben Walden. It's telling me you're telling me that you come in peace. I don't understand. Now, what could you do to me?
I could make life very hot for you, for the people around you.
You could make life hot for me? For the people around me?
Yes. I won't explain how, but I thought you should know that.
I think I'm already aware.
In that case, I won't have to spend a lot of time beating around the tree. I want to go home.
Oh, come on, now be sensible. You've got a beautiful room with a view yet. Everybody admires...
No, they do not like me. They hate me and they think I'm ugly and I want to go home.
Now, just a minute. Can we put our heads together and reason this out?
Don't really think so. Do what I say or suffer the consequences.
Someone once said that we, all of us, are the faces that we show to the world. Is there a possibility that remark might also apply to masks?
Eric, come in here and close the door. Adrian, pour me a stiff one, will you, honey?
What's wrong, Mom? You're really wired up.
There's something I have to tell you both. It's the kind of thing that would upset anybody. It's about your father.
Here you go.
Is he
what, Eric?
Well, I don't know. I just thought that maybe he...
Eric, please. Can't you see you're distracting her?
Yes, you are distracting me, and I'm already distracted enough.
Well, calm down, Mom. Take it easy and tell us. What about Daddy?
Well, I hardly know where to begin. Freshen this up for me, will you, dear? Thank you, Adrian. Oh, incidentally, how are your hands?
Oh, they're okay. Doctor tells me that there's no problem. Purely superficial. The skin will renew itself in a few weeks.
Could we sort of get to the reason for us being here? I have to go check on my VW. The upholstery looks like some Boy Scouts forgot to douse the fire.
Okay, take a deep breath and listen closely. I don't know if I can repeat myself. Last evening, I passed the den and your father was talking to that mask.
What?
He was doing what?
He was talking to that awful mask that he brought back from Africa.
Oh, well, what were they talking about?
Don't make light of this. It's the truth. I actually heard him speaking to it.
What was he saying?
What was he saying? Well, it sounded as though he were trying to work out a deal with the mask about something.
No, in a way, I only had myself to blame for being caught in a situation like this. The Mask House elders have been warning me for years that I would be exiled if I didn't behave myself.
What caused you to misbehave in the first place?
Who can say, really? I've heard several theories. One of them is that the man who carved me blasphemed before I was done. Someone also said that the wood from which I was made had not been properly blessed. And there was another point of view which said that I was made from the wrong wood. How do I know? All I know is this. I want to go home.
Well, haven't you heard? You can never go home again.
What? I don't understand. What are you talking about?
Nothing. Look, forget about going back.
Now, just a minute. I think it's terribly unfair of you to be so stubborn about this.
Not being stubborn. I just simply fail to see any advantage to your return.
But you don't understand. I'll be back where I belong. That's advantage enough.
You call being locked up in a dark hut an advantage?
Yes. I'm surrounded by others who have kept my best interests at heart. Not like here, where people stare at me as though I were a freak.
Oh, come on now. That would be the case almost anywhere. Let's face it. You are strange looking.
I am not. I look exactly like the way I'm supposed to look. The people who are looking at me, talking about how weird I look, are the ones who look weird.
You've got a point there. But look, why let these things bother you? You're the main attraction here.
I don't want to be the main attraction for a bunch of idiots who think I'm ugly.
I think you're too sensitive. Who thinks you're ugly?
Your wife does. She thinks I'm ugly. She comes in here from time to time, stands in front of me and thinks, how ugly.
Well, how do you know she thinks that?
I can read her mind.
You can read her mind? You can read minds?
Well, not everybody's mind, but...
What kind of mind do you read?
Oh, I'd say the ones that have definite ideas, notions.
Like, let's say you had someone standing in front of you, thinking in a very definite way about a matter that dealt with money. Could you read that?
No. No, I'm not going to do it. I won't be a part of anything like that, no.
You want to go back home, don't you?
Yes, of course. I told you that. I do miss my wives.
Your wives?
Yes. You didn't meet them. They were sleeping in another section of our hut when you stole me.
Oh.
Do you realize I've aged 10 years at least since you've been here? Look at this wrinkle in my forehead.
If you really wanted to return, you would listen to my proposition.
That's about the gist of it. Your father is blackmailing that mask.
Wow. You lost me, Mom.
Yeah, that's a little heavy for me, too. Mind slipping it back through?
Simple. He's blackmailed the mask into working for him. The deal seems to involve the mask doing a bit of mind reading before he can...
The mask reads minds?
As I understand it, it can read some minds. It has obviously read mine.
Whoa, let me get the straight of this. Dad has a mask hanging in his den that reads minds?
Yes.
I mean, what does he want the mask to do?
Well, as you know, the last 3 deals your father has been involved with haven't worked out. He has propositioned the mask into helping him recover his losses. The deal seems to be that in return for its help, the mask will be returned to its home.
No. No, I don't believe this.
Double that.
Well, I'm quite pleased that you invited me over this evening, old sock. I've been wanting to discuss the Anderson deal with you. Where's the family?
He lies. He is not pleased to be here. He'd rather be at home.
The family? Well, Yvonne has a Wednesday evening backgammon group, and Eric and Adrian are playing tennis down at the club. Randy?
Just a thought.
Now then, as I understand it, about the Anderson deal, we're talking about a straight split down the middle. No silent partners, no backstabbing, none of the usual business practices.
The rip-off has already been set up. He's going to ask you for another 5,000 to take care of a matter.
Well, I'm glad we've had a frank discussion. It makes it easier for me to tell you that to finalize the matter, we urgently need, something in the neighborhood of 5,000 to tie everything up neat and clean. You know, when you're dealing with the kind of people we're dealing with, the bribe comes first.
He lies. He has a gambling debt to be paid. Offer him 2,000. He'll take it.
How about 2,000?
Yes, all right. Yes, we've got a deal.
Ah, nothing like a glass of fresh juice to start today.
Dad, we know.
About fresh juice?
About your deal with the mask.
A deal with what mask?
Daddy, we all know. We've all heard you talking to the mask.
Did you hear what it said to me?
No.
I didn't hear anything.
Neither did I.
What? What do you mean you didn't hear anything? The mask? How would you know that I had a deal with a mask if you didn't hear?
We could figure out what the deal was because of what you were saying. Ralph, you have to take it back.
It's too soon.
But, Dad, I heard you promised the mask you'd return it in exchange for help in reversing some business losses. We happen to know, for a fact, that the last 2 weeks have put us in another tax bracket.
Give it a break, Daddy. Take it back.
Are you people insane?
Are you going to try to make me believe that a mask is responsible for my recent successes?
Frankly, dear, I don't know. All I can see is that there is a connection between you and that mask, and I don't like it. Take it back to wherever it wants to go.
Or not take the mask anywhere, and that's the end of it. I thought my family was a pretty intelligent bunch of guys. You really surprised me.
No, that's it. I told you the last time. No more.
Shh. Lower your voice.
Why should I? You're the only one who can hear me.
Yes, right. I forgot. Now look, this is the deal of the century for me. Don't you understand? There are only 10 authentic Nubian statues in the world, and I have a chance to get my hands on 6 of them. I could practically corner the market. And don't you see what this means?
I don't care. I want to get back home.
You won't reconsider?
No. That's my final word. As you say, the bottom line.
Stubborn, huh? Now I can see why they kept you in that hut.
I want to go home.
Maybe if I stuck you away somewhere for a few days, you'd be more charitable.
I don't care what you do. I just want to go home.
Well, in that case, let's see what the basement will do for your bad temper.
I don't care. I don't care. Put me down. Put me down. I want to go home. Put me down.
Now, that's what I call a real down-home southern fried chicken dinner.
I'm glad you enjoyed it. I decided to make it for you to celebrate the disappearance of that mask.
Decided to take our advice, huh, Daddy?
Well, I thought about it, and it seemed to me that I was being a bit stubborn. I mean, it's only a mask.
What did you do with it, Dad?
Oh, I got rid of it. You know, the usual. What sort is it?
Peach cobbler.
Great.
Oh, it's been a long day.
You can say that again.
It's been a long...
Oh, Ralph, stop that. You know what I mean.
I know. Just fine. Listen, why don't we start making preparations for that vacation we put off before my last buying trip?
Ralph, I'd love to. But just a minute. This sounds like something I've heard before. Please don't flip my spirits up if you don't mean it.
Oh, honey, I do mean it. Let's face it. Now, neither one of us is getting any younger. Time is passing us by. Why not take a vacation?
The islands. I want to go to the islands. Trinidad, Jamaica, Barbados. Sun, clean, clear water, beautiful beaches. When do we leave?
Hold on. It can't be tomorrow. I've got a really important deal to finalize before.
How long will it take?
Really anxious to take off, huh? Shouldn't take more than 2 weeks.
I'll start making arrangements tomorrow. Oh, I don't know why, but it seems that this has been a very wearing month. You feel that way?
Well, it's almost over now. Time to go night-night. Dream about something good. Night, honey.
Night, Ralph. I'm so happy. It seems like ages since we've had a vacation together.
Ages.
Open up! The house is on fire! Vincent Price again, and here's the fourth act of Oshango Batala, The Mask.
You were lucky, Mr. Palmer. Another 5 minutes and that fire would have swept through your place like I don't know what.
What caused it?
Well, as far as we can make out at this point, electrical shortage, a few sparks can sometimes fall on combustible material, things like that.
Where did it start?
In the basement, one of the usual places. Like I said, you're lucky the damage is minor. Now, if you don't mind the smell of burnt wood, you're perfectly free to go back inside. The danger's past.
In the basement, did you say? The fire started in the basement?
Right, that's right, sir. In the basement. Now, people were more careful not to store combustibles within their...
In the basement?
Ralph, are you all right? What's the matter, Daddy?
Nothing. I was just thinking of the cleanup job we have to do. I thought you'd burn to a crisp down here.
Nope. As you can see, I am still where you left me, and I still want to go home.
Oh, now this is silly. You're being unnecessarily stubborn. Now if you...
No, I will not, and that's final.
Now you listen to me, you dick-headed chunk of wood.
Ralph, what are you doing to... Oh, no! I thought you'd gotten rid of that thing.
You see, that's why I want to leave. Nobody cares for me here.
I thought I'd just store it down here in the basement.
But you said you'd gotten rid of it.
Well, as you can see, I haven't. And I can't yet. There's too much at stake.
What are you talking about? What's at stake? All I can see is that you're going off your bird about a damn mask and endangering your family's life in the process.
She's right.
This isn't like you, Yvonne. I can't make myself believe that an intelligent, modern-thinking person like yourself would...
Get rid of it! Do something with it, Ralph. Take it out of our lives before it burns us all up.
Well, I must say I'm quite surprised, old bean. Quite. Considering the authenticity of the piece, I really have to feel that I'm getting more than my money's worth. May I be so bold as to inquire, why are you selling it?
Well, I knew that you were drawn to the piece.
Well, I'd like to say that is the case with a number of things that you have. Now, tell me the truth. Yvonne couldn't stand to have it around, hmm?
You are absolutely right. Hmm. There seems to be something about this mass that burns her up when she's around it.
Yes, I quite understand. Well, now, will you stay for a glass of Madeira?
I'd love to, but I'm late for an important meeting.
Oh, yes, of course. Well, cheerio, pip-pip and all that, right? And I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Jolly good.
I want to go home.
Hmm? What? Oh, I must have dozed off. Too much Madeira, I suppose.
I want to go home.
What? No, I must be dreaming.
I told Ralph Palmer, and now I'm telling you, Max Falcon. I'm bored here, and I want to go home. I miss my friends and wives in the mask house.
My word, it's speaking to me.
Yes, to you.
I can't believe it.
What's so unbelievable? I'm bored, I'm lonesome, and I want out.
Well, now, just a moment, Mask. Now, I am not the sort you can order about.
Oh? We'll see about that.
Listen to this. Author and well-known art collector Max Falcon, 62 years old, was taken to Bellwood Hospital for treatments of a heart condition. Mr. Falcon also sustained second-degree burns of his hands and chest. Mr. Falcon declines to offer any explanation for the presence of the burns. He's in satisfactory condition.
Sounds like Mr. Falcon not at all with a glass of something in one hand and a cigar in the other.
Ralph, did you sell?
Yes, I hate to admit it, but...
Take it back, Ralph. For heaven's sakes, take it back.
I'm on my way. What? 500 shedders to help me smuggle this thing back into...
Please, please, Mr. Palmer, please lower your voice. Someone might hear us.
Why should I pay you twice as much to help me return this as I paid to take it out?
Two reasons, sir. Inflation and the fact that I know where the mask house has been moved.
What do you mean, moved?
Periodically, the mask house is moved just to keep the mask from becoming bored or being in one spot. And I'm the one who knows which hut it is.
Bruno, you're great. Here, you want to count it?
Oh, no, I trust you. Come with me.
There. That's done. Bruno, shine your light over in that corner. To your left. Yes, right there. Look at that. It's magnificent.
Mr. Palmer, that mask...
Stop!
That...
You don't have to tell me. Let's go.
Wake up, everybody. I'm back.
We can see you're back.
You should have seen me. A room of my own, admirers by the hundreds, a fireplace to stare into.
If you keep on boasting in this manner, we will make arrangements to have you sent back.
We know how lonesome you've been, and how badly you wanted to return to your own kind. Just because you're a mask doesn't mean you have to tell lies.
You're absolutely right. I've been miserable. Really miserable. I've just come from a place where it seems that they change places every hour. Sometimes every half hour. And you can never know what they really think. It's good to be back with honest faces again.
Let's talk about it tomorrow. Now's the time for sleep.
Oh, Ralph, this is so beautiful. The water is so blue, the sky is so blue. It's just what we needed. What are you smiling about?
I was just thinking about Max in the hospital. How vulnerable he looked. He didn't offer the slightest protest when I suggested that the mask be returned.
Ralph, do you really think that the mask was actually responsible for those fires? For Max's burns?
No, I don't. Ouch.
What's wrong?
Back is sunburned. I wonder.
Daddy! Check this out for me. There's this guy down the beach selling these masks for $5 each. What do you think?
Take it back. Take it back!
Mutual Radio Theater is brought to you 5 nights a week at this time. Tonight's original radio play, The Mask, was written by Odie Hawkins and produced and directed by Elliot Lewis. Your host was Vincent Price. Our stars were Jim Mapp and David Downing. Featured in the cast were Mady Norman, Robin Braxton, Ben Wright, Don Blakely, and Ray Tosco. The Mutual Radio Theater theme was composed by Nelson Riddle. John Harlan speaking. The Elliot Lewis production of Mutual Radio Theater is a presentation of CVI. Mutual Radio Theater has been brought to you by Sears, a name that means quality and value. A name that you can count on for service and dependability. Sears, where America shops for value.
This is Cicely Tyson. Join us tomorrow when I'll have another story that illustrates one of love's many faces.